Hallelujah. I'm trying to keep my head down because I don't want y'all to get nervous. Hallelujah. As I look into the crowd, hallelujah, God is speaking to me. Hallelujah. So I already know who's sitting in what seat. Hallelujah. So I thank God for baby Holly. Thank God for her. Amen. Amen. So many years ago, there was this little lady. She probably wasn't that old, but she, to me, she's always been Mother Carter. It was this little lady some years ago. Hallelujah. And God called this little lady into ministry. Hallelujah. He called her and he said, follow me. And she accepted that call to follow the Lord. And as she accepted that call, God chose her. And after he chose her, he sent her into the world. And when he sent her into the world, he said, I'm giving you a ministry. And that ministry is called prayer, praise, preach, and deliverance. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. And that ministry is called prayer, praise, preach, and deliverance. And I can recall a time in America's Georgia, as I was sitting in the pews and I was listening to this little lady preach, and she was a powerhouse. And as we were talking to our son on yesterday, he came to see us, and he was like, y'all always talking about Mother Carter or Pastor Carter. He was like, what did she look like? Because she probably looked like how I think she looked like. I said, she probably don't. So I went and got a picture of her. He was like, yeah, she don't look like how I thought. But when I got that picture, because I've been thinking about her a lot lately, and just how with her ministry, she would just preach the word boldly. And even in her thing, she would say, I ain't gonna be here much longer. You know, we hear those things, but we don't recognize what it's saying because, you know, we feel like people gonna be around for a long time. So she was like, get the word now because I'm not gonna be here always. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I thank God for her following Jesus, because as she followed Christ, I followed her. I watched her walk. I watched her go through. I watched her joy. Hallelujah. And I can recall a time as she was preaching one Sunday, she said that prayer, praise, preach, and deliverance is an ark of salvation. That's the title if y'all need one. Ark of salvation. And now I heard these words as she was preaching, and I believed in the word because she's never done anything outside the word to make me not believe in the woman that was called. So I just believed. But so often, now this is me. This is my walk. So often when that woman preached a word, and I knew she was coming out of the word, even when I didn't know, I would go back and look, but because of her life, I believed. I didn't have to have a whole lot of explaining. She just preached Jesus. She preached holiness. She preached the word of God. And her life was a living example of that. So when she said that prayer, praise, preach, and deliverance was an ark of salvation, I just believed in those words. Even when I didn't even fully understand what she was saying, I still just believed. But today I understand. Today I stand and I say, God, I understand what this little lady was preaching so much more clear. I understand her life. She didn't have to throw out a whole bunch of scriptures. She didn't have to go to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. She didn't have to read a scripture and then tie it into. Her life was a living word. Her life was the word. She just lived it. And I said, God, I want to be just like that. I just want to be the living word. Where when I open up my mouth, you just come out. That my life is just a reflection of the word, that I don't have to figure out how do I do this thing called living for the Lord or walk in the word or do. I never confused my brain with that. I just believed. And then I went. And now some of this word is for you today. I mean, this word is for somebody today. Because somebody struggled with understanding the Christian walk.
Somebody don't fully understand what it means to follow Christ. Hallelujah. The first thing is believe. Just believe that when God say he's God and he's a good God, believe. Don't try to confuse it with all of your understanding and all of your thought process. God said, just believe. And preferably one day y'all will be telling this story about this little young lady that's standing up here preaching, that she said a word and I just believe. So let me take you to Matthew 24, starting at the 37th verse. I'm going to read 37 through 39, and this is the NLT version. Hallelujah. Jesus. Matthew 24, starting with 37th verse, and it says, when the Son of Man returns, it will be like it was in Noah's day. In those days before the flood, the people were enjoying banquets and parties and weddings right up to the time Noah entered his boat. People didn't realize what was going to happen until the flood came and swept them all away. That is the way it will be when the Son of Man comes. You may be seated. Hallelujah. So these scriptures say that when the Son of Man returns, it will be like it was in Noah's days. Hallelujah. So those that are not familiar with, I'm hoping you are, because it's just a story that every child grew up on. Noah's Ark, right? Hallelujah. So in those days, before the flood, the people were enjoying banquets. So I need y'all to make it relevant to today. I need y'all to understand what God is saying. And I hope and I pray that the message that I put in the group, the voice recording that I recorded and put in, I hope you listen to it. For my visitors, just I'm gonna make it make sense. But I hope you listen to it because it will connect with the prophecy that God has sent forth. Hallelujah. So in those days before the flood, the people were enjoying banquets and parties and weddings right up to the time Noah entered his boat. So when I read that scripture, God is just saying, hallelujah, that in these times, we are wasting time. Right? Like right now, we are enjoying, you know, our life. We go to our jobs. We have our weddings. We have our parties. We don't even see what is happening. And I need y'all to understand that is why prophecy, that is why the word of God go forth, so that you can understand and you can see what God is doing. Hallelujah. So as I was sitting with the, hallelujah, as I was sitting with the Lord and reading his word, I heard a voice, and y'all don't think I'm crazy. I heard a voice, and it was Mahalia Jackson's voice. I heard a voice, and it said, and she said, Martin, tell them about the dream. If y'all know anything about Martin Luther King Jr., when he was up giving his speech, Mahalia Jackson was sent to the side. Now, that's the reason why Martin started to tell the people about what he saw. Because Mahalia Jackson yelled out, Martin, tell them about the dream. So as I was sitting with the word, I heard that voice, and she said, tell them about the vision. And I said, I don't want to. And the Lord said, tell them about the vision. Hallelujah. Because my son also asked, he said, when God speak to y'all, are y'all sure and like, are you certain that it's the Lord speaking? And I said, and I had to sit, I said, yes, because I feel the heaviness and I'm not supposed to carry that heavy weight. So when God speaks to me, I have to let it go because I can't carry that vision. I can't carry the burden. I can't carry the prophecies. I can't carry what I see in each and every one of y'all. So God said, go ahead, tell them about the vision. I said, but God, they're going to be afraid because people come to church and they just want to hear feel good. But God said, my vision is hope because I'm giving people the opportunity to get it right. There is a balance. If you don't preach bold, then who will? If you don't tell the people what I say, then who will? Hallelujah. So Mahalia Jackson said, tell them about the vision. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So for those that, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord, I praise you. Glory, Lord, have your way, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah. So on Wednesday at Bible study, and as I was thinking about this thing coming to church, I said, God, you are an unpredictable God. I said, because I came to Bible study on Wednesday not expecting none of this that you put on me. I said, I wasn't expecting you to show me things. I wasn't expecting you to do, but then I had to remember, a prayer that I prayed when I was at the altar or somewhere. I prayed this prayer. I said, God, give me your eyes so I can see, so I can know what you need me to say to your people. Give me your eyes. I want to see what you see. God, give me your ears. And God, give me your mouth so that I can speak. But God, I said, after you show me, allow me to be able to release it, because I know I can't carry this burden like you do. But I want to see. I told him, I want to see so that I can be an effective pastor. I want to be a living sacrifice unto you. So God, just show me what you need me to tell your people, or what you need your people to know. Hallelujah. So on this basic Wednesday of Bible study, hallelujah, 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 glory to Jesus, hallelujah, she just praised me, hallelujah, it's all right. So on Wednesday for Bible study, as I began to pray, and I think the only people that were here on time were Sister Esso, Minister Tony, Usher Israel. Ethan was here, but he was on the other side on door patrol. Did I miss anybody? Missionary Rocky. Hallelujah. So as we began to go before the Lord in prayer, as I began to pray, hallelujah, I began to prophesy or speak over those that were here. And as I was praying and as I was walking back and forth across the floor, hallelujah, I know Brother Ryan came in, but he was standing at the door. I felt him come in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But as I began to pray, and as God began to speak over each of their lives individually, and I pray that they remember what God said to them. As I opened up my eyes and I looked briefly, it wasn't even my eyes that opened. It was a glare. But as I looked out into the congregation, and those individuals were standing, it was a lot of missing seats. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And God began, when I put that voice recording in the group, and I said that every person that I called out by name, God has a word for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord, and I praise you. Because as I looked out and God showed me that people were not sitting in the seats, but he showed me quickly every person that was supposed to be in those seats. And when I say every person, that is every person that is connected to 3PD. He briefly showed me y'all sitting in these seats, and then y'all began to fade away. Hallelujah. And as I was praying, I know that Brother Jordan and Sister Malika was on the other side waiting to get in, right? Hallelujah. I felt everybody that was around the building or near the building. Hallelujah. But for those that were not here, hallelujah, for whatever reason, I'm just the messenger. God showed me you. Hallelujah. And then he showed me a fading away. And in the fading away, when the fade began, because the seats, they were empty. And just like on Sundays, the seats, they don't always be full, they'll be empty. Hallelujah. He said a decision got to be made. Hallelujah. Because there is about to be a fading away. And as I saw that vision, I began to pray even more. Because I said, God, you got to release this burden because I care too much for your people. And I know that I'm not the Savior. So I know that I'll be trying to go in and pull people out and pray for people hard and check on people so often and say, where you at? Come to church. Are you still feeling low? Are you still down? I'm praying for you, sister. God said, on today, his people got to make a choice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. I praise you. In the message, I said, you got to be in the seat so that you can hear from God, so that you can get a word from him, so that you can understand him better. Hallelujah. You got to be present. Hallelujah, Jesus. So I need you to understand that God is a God of balance, as I said before. That even though he gave me that vision and I saw every person, hallelujah, God said there is still hope. Because all is not lost. Just because you wasn't here on Wednesday don't mean you can't get it right tomorrow or get it right today or get it right now. God said that was Wednesday. I gave that to my servant. And she gave the word, now today is today. This is your chance to say, no, Lord, I'm not doing what you called me to do. Hallelujah. If I have a calling on my life, I have not been ushering like I'm supposed to usher. I have not been ministering like I'm supposed to minister. Hallelujah. God said the callings that you have on your life, don't let them be in vain. Because everybody in here has a calling. I hope y'all know that. Hallelujah. Your purpose is Jesus Christ, to preach the gospel in season and out of season. Hallelujah. Glory. Your purpose, when you are connected to a ministry, is to pour into your ministry. Hallelujah. Because when you pour into your ministry, guess what? God is going to pour into you even more. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, I praise you for your word. I thank you. Hallelujah. Jesus. See, I need you to understand that when I say that little lady, when she preached that word and she said that this church is the ark of salvation, I need you to understand that Jesus is that ark of salvation. I don't need y'all to get weary in your well-doing. I don't need you to leave out of here shaking and trembling. I don't need you to say, oh, Lord, am I fading away? God is saying on today, I need you to get it right. And yes, God is saying, I'm talking to you. Don't think I'm not talking to you. He's talking to me, and then he's talking to you. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. That Jesus is the ark of salvation. So just like the boat Noah was instructed to build, there was only one boat or one ark. And guess what? There was only one way to enter that ark. There is only one Christ, no matter how much the world or different religions try to finesse it or fluff it up. There is only one Christ. There is only one way, just like there are. It's only one. God has given us this massive ark, but we often miss the boat, or we miss the purpose of this ark because we don't yet see the waters. Hallelujah. So this connects into the prophecy. So the prophecy said a storm is coming. Hallelujah. The prophecy said a storm is coming. So now I praise God because I'm feeling a little lighter, and I thank him for the release, because this sermon is connected as well to the voice message that I put in the group, and it's connected to that June 9th prophecy. And if any visitors want to listen to the word, go back to June 9th in the app, and you can listen to that word and understand what I'm saying. Get with you, whoever brought you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we don't understand at times. We miss what God is doing because we don't see the waters yet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So God, right now, he's building this massive ark. Right now, he's constructing. He's trying to gather his people. Hallelujah. But because we don't yet see the waters, or we don't see the rain, or we don't see the storm that is produced from the waters and the rain, so we fail to enter through that one door. Hallelujah. We fail to enter through that one door. I'm trying to give y'all a visual here. This ark is massive. So because the people, we don't see no rain yet in our life. It's like right now, I'm good. I'm doing great. I'm float like I'm all right now in this season. I got a new job. I got a husband. I just had a baby. Look, I'm using my daughter. I just got all, because that's stuff that people thrive to have. It's like I got this, my bills are paid. I'm good right now in this season. Hallelujah. So because we don't see anything, we don't enter in that one way. We begin to walk around. And I need y'all to know that this ark is big. So we begin to walk around this thing and say, when I'm ready, got to be another way in. When I'm ready, let me just walk. I'm going to just continue to grind out on my job. Hallelujah. We began to look for another way in. We began wasting time. We start putting our own needs before the one Christ, saying it has to be another way, because I'm not ready to go through this way. So it got to be another way when I'm ready. It's only one way. Hallelujah. So now when that season passed and the sunshine, the clouds began to come in your life, when death hits your doorstep, or someone gets an illness, or your paycheck don't hit like it should because you overspending, you're trying to get this expensive house or this expensive car, so now you house broke. Hallelujah. So stuff ain't lining up like it's supposed to. The storm is coming. The storm is here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, Jesus. So now that the storm is here, you begin to panic. Now I need y'all to connect this, because this is what comes out the flesh when you waste time. You begin having panic attacks. Your anxiety starts kicking in. You become depressed. Now I don't understand. But you was on high just a little bit ago, so that means that you wasn't preparing yourself for the storm. So God is working in season and out of season. So when you on your mountaintop, still serve the Lord. When you in the valley, still serve the Lord. Because it's going to be a roller coaster. Hallelujah. On this straight and narrow path, there are some ups and some downs. So when the sun is out, you better praise God and remember him for what he brought you out. Because God, I want to be prepared for when this next storm is going to come. But when this next wave is going to hit me. Hallelujah. So you began to be confused. You began spiraling. You began to feel stuck. I'm stuck. This job ain't all that. Lord, I prayed for the job, but now I feel stuck. I want to go higher. But I can't move. I'm stuck in this same routine. I keep hitting this same wall because your foundation is no longer solid. You're standing on muddy ground because the storm has begun. So now you begin to sink. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now you begin to sink. And all of this connects back into the prophecy because you wasn't in place. You wasn't in the seat to be carried. Now the ground is mush and you are sinking. Hallelujah. Jesus is the ark of salvation. And God is trying to gather us before the storm. So even for my visitors, I'm giving you a word that even in this season, God is trying to gather you. Because you're not here by accident. God is trying to give you a word too. That he's tugging on your heart. So the person that invited you, they invited you for a reason. To get a word from the Lord. To know even though you may be going through a storm right now, God is doing a gathering. He's sending his leaders in to give a word. Hallelujah. He's doing the gathering. Glory, Jesus. The ark is preparation. The ark is preparation. So when I say that Jesus is the ark, how do you get prepared? How do you know if it's not from a preacher? Like a preacher got to give you a word, right? They got to teach you. They got to guide you. You can't don't sit there and think you can do it by yourself. The devil is a liar. You cannot sit at home and try to exegete this text on your own. Do you even know what exegete means? Hallelujah. That is why you need a teacher. Hallelujah. The ark is preparation. You got to be in a seat to know what to do. You got to understand the covering over your house. You got to understand which direction is this flood is going to take your boat. You got to understand your calling. You got to understand your purpose. And in doing that, you got to be in a seat. You got to be where the word is. You got to be where Jesus is at all time. Hallelujah. You got to be where he is. The ark is refuge. It's your safe place. Hallelujah. I've heard so much with 3PD people say, this is my safe place. And it's supposed to feel like that. It's supposed to feel like you can come in and just fall at your feet and cry. You can come in and be vulnerable. You can come in and tell people your deep, darkest secret. And you just realize, like, why did I feel like I need to release that? Because God is trying to purge you. Because when you keep all of that stuff on the inside of you, it makes you sick. It makes you sick. So the ark is your refuge. It's where you can come and confess. It's where you can tell your testimony of how good God is. The ark is a solid form. It's a solid foundation. When life begins to be unstable, you should be able to run through those doors and be like, oh, I'm on solid ground now. When everything out there and around you feel weird, you should be able to come to this altar and fall and be like, I'm on solid ground now. The ark is the place where you get restored, where you get your strength. When the enemy tried, when he's attacking y'all every day, and for some, he's still using those same old tricks, and y'all still falling for him. Hallelujah. Don't fall for the same trick. Let him make him work a little harder. Y'all let his job, he's keep doing the same thing, and we keep falling for it. The same relationship, just a different person. Hallelujah. Glory, Jesus. So let me leave you with this hope. Let's go to 2 Peter. You don't have to stand for this. I'm going to just read through it. 2 Peter 3, 8 through 10. And this is the NLT. But you must not forget this one thing, dear friend. A day is like 1,000 years to the Lord. And 1,000 years is like a day. The Lord isn't really being slow about his promise, as some people think. No, he is being patient for your sake. So that's the hope that I need y'all to understand, that when God sent a warning, when God sends a prophecy, God said he is being patient for your sake. He does not want anyone to be destroyed. So this is what I need you to understand. God don't want you to die. He don't want you to be sick. He don't want you to go through all this stuff. But he wants everyone to repent. Because in your repentance, there he is. There is life. There is healing. There is joy. There is hope. There is belief. So the 10th verse says, but the day of the Lord will come as unexpectedly as a thief. Then the heavens will pass away with a terrible noise, and the very elements themselves will disappear in fire, and the earth and everything on it will be found to deserve judgment. So down in the 14th verse, it says, and so, dear friends, while you are waiting for these things to happen, make every effort to be found living peaceful lives that are pure and blameless in his sight. There is your hope. Even though God is saying a storm is coming, and for some of them, you may say, I'm already in a storm. So then my question is to you, are you floating or are you drowning? If you're in a storm right now, how do you feel? Do you have joy? Do you have peace? Even though stuff is going on around you, that will give you the answer if you are in the ark. If you are on solid foundation. Or is your anxiety high? Do you feel depressed? Do you feel closed in? Do you feel unsure? Do you feel wavering? You're not in the seat. Hallelujah. God said, get in the seat. Come through that one door. Stop wasting time and trying to say, not yet, God. I'm going to wait till I get a little bit older. I'm going to wait till I'm 35 before I try to enter the ark. And that time may be too late. Because the word says you don't know when he's coming. A day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is like a day. God will come in a twinkling of an eye. You may not have a chance to repent. You may not have a chance to do that deathbed confession. Hallelujah. God said today, get it right. As she said in the prayer, today. So 2 Peter is trying to teach you to have true knowledge. And this comes from studying and understanding scripture. So you can discern between holy and unholy teachings. And that's one thing that I told my son when he asked about prophecy. I said, anytime someone prophesy over your life or send a prophecy, it should always connect with the word of God. It should never be outside of his word. You should always be able to go to scripture and find that prophecy and say, yeah, that's true. Because people will try to speak over your life that don't have nothing to do with the word of God. So 2 Peter is trying to teach us that. Ask yourself, who is teaching you? When you come into the ark, that means that you are actively sitting and trying to hear from Jesus. Because he's the ark of salvation, right? He's the one that's the healing power. He's the one that's going to save you. He's the one that's going to get you through. So when you're in a seat, you're being taught by the Savior. You're being taught his word. So who is teaching you how to exegete the scripture? Interpret scripture. That's what that means. Who is teaching you how to break down the text? Like the book of Leviticus. Who is teaching you the book of Leviticus? Have y'all even been in the book of Leviticus? Our pastor taught us the book of Leviticus, right? You got to be in the seat to know that. Who is teaching you the book of James, the book of Titus, the book of Jude? Who is teaching you how to understand Revelation? Are you afraid of it? If so, you need to come to Bible study, because you will then understand the text and what God is saying. And I'm saying all of this to say that on this journey, on this road called life, you can't do it without understanding scripture. Sunday ain't enough. Sunday is just preaching. We ain't breaking it down. We ain't telling y'all what this means and that means. We telling you, thus saith the Lord, of the scripture, the divine inspiration of Jesus. We are giving you scripture. But in Bible study, you are able to break it down. You got to be in the seat. I can't say that enough. Stop being fearful. Hallelujah. Y'all, we allow so often man to rule our life. We are so afraid of what man would do to us and not concerned about God. And that confuses me. It's like we don't make time to set aside to be in an intimate relationship, to be in community with God. God is desiring on today consistency. Hallelujah. God is desiring your heart on today. He is desiring all of you, not half of you. He didn't make half of a person. He made a whole person. He wants all of you. So when you are in your word, and I put a side note and I ask who is teaching you, and I'm coming in, Pastor. Because so often, as I think back on conversations and things that I have with people, Google can't teach you. Facebook and Twitter and TikTok can't teach you. It'll have you so confused where you don't even understand when it says the Son of God slept with women, slept with the women on earth, the Nephilim. Like, y'all be taking that into a whole nother ball field because of what you get off Google. Hallelujah. I'm saying that for a reason, because y'all can't believe everything you read on these platforms. You got to get it from your house. You got to get it from your ark. You got to understand 3PD or where you're planted. Hallelujah. Today is the day of grace. Today is the day of grace. The door of salvation is open to all who enter. God takes no delight in death. God takes no delight in death. I need y'all to understand that God takes no delight in death. So when you have those questions, if God was a good God, why he took my mother, why he took my brother, why he took my sister, God has no delight in death. God has delight in preparation for everlasting life. So we're asking the wrong questions. Was my sister, my brother, my friend prepared to go on? We look at death so wrong. We look at it so wrong. We don't control it. It's going to happen to that person. Someone in your life is going to leave you. Will you be prepared? Will you understand that that's just a cycle? While we are on this earth, don't question God. Say, God, why me? Why not? Why not? I had to get to that point where I'm like, God, this me now. Like, I'm like, God, I'm your servant. I'm your truth. You know, why are you doing this to me? Why? When I was going through stuff with my daughter, it's like, God. And he quickly humbled me and said, why not? She got the same opportunity like everybody else. So I'm saying that to say everybody has the opportunity to be prepared for whatever storm that comes your way. Because God takes no delight in death. He delays the coming judgment so that all may come to repentance. But the day, because I said today is the day of grace. But the day of grace won't last forever. Hallelujah. The day of grace won't last forever. So while you have a chance, hallelujah, hallelujah, make today your day to reset or restart. Because I thank God, hallelujah, I thank God for clarity. I thank God for being my ark of salvation. I thank God for, and this is just a brief testimony, I thank God for July 4th of this year, that when I was in Orlando with my family, he reminded me that I can't put no trust in no man, not even my family. And I have been content ever since that day. It's like, God, I understand you so much more. I will slow down. I will pause when you tell me to pause, because sometimes we move too fast. And I said, God, I will be content in every circumstance. Yahweh, you are enough. That's a song if y'all don't know it. He is enough. And that song has been on repeat in my head. When anything starts coming up, when I feel a trickling of anything, I say, I will be content in every circumstance. I will pause and I will say that. And it reminds me that this life ain't that serious. That job ain't that serious. Them kids ain't that serious when it compares to Jesus. So I will be content in every circumstance. When the rain start falling or when the sun come out, Lord, you will be my ark of salvation. Hallelujah. Oh, y'all come on and get a Lord clap of hand. Thank God for Christ. Hallelujah. 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 The one my background music on playing. My DJ ain't working in there. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus.